All right, let's build a dub siren that actually feels performed, not pasted on top of your brakes. This is an advanced session in Ableton Live 12, all stock devices, and the goal is timeless roller momentum for jungle and old school D&B. Think forward motion, call and response, tension before transitions, and that classic the system is alive energy without wrecking your mix. First, quick mindset shift. In this style, the dub siren isn't just an FX, it's a rhythmic hook. It's like a hype vocalist, a percussion layer, and a transition marker all at once. The difference between amateur and pro is humanization. Micro timing, phrase shape, subtle pitch drift, and dub space that's thrown with intention, not smeared everywhere. Let's set the room up. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Load your groove foundation. An amen, a think, hot pants, or a chopped break group you trust. Something with real attitude. Now create two return tracks, because we're going to treat space like part of the rhythm section. Return A is dub delay. Drop echo on it. Set it to ping pong or stereo. For timing, go 3/16 if you want that classic rolling pocket, or try 1/8 dotted if you want a more skanky bounce. Feedback in the 35 to 55% zone. Filter the delay so it stays out of the subs and out of the harshest fizz. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 6%, just enough to keep repeats from sounding like photocopies. After echo, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ A to hard cut low end below 200 HE, and if you hear a ringing whistle, usually somewhere around 2 to 4K, notch it gently. The delay should feel thick and rhythmic, not like it's spraying treble everywhere. Return bead is space verb. Add hybrid reverb, go plate, or something springish if you have an IR option that leans that way. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz. Optional but very effective. Put a compressor after it and sidechain it from your drums so the reverb breathes around the break instead of sitting on it. Now the siren itself. Create a new MIDI track named Siren. The device chain will be operator, auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, utility, and then we'll send it to the two returns. Open operator. For oscillator A, start with a sine or triangle. Clean on purpose. We'll dirty it later. Turn oscillator B off for now. Now for the core, the pitch envelope. This is what gives you that classic whoop or yelp. Set the pitch envelope amount to somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones, depending on how dramatic you want it. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 100 to 250 milliseconds. You're aiming for a quick rise and fall that reads as siren behavior rather than lead synth melody. Then enable glide, also called portamento. Time around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and set it to legato so it only glides when notes overlap. That legato detail is huge, because it lets you play the siren with overlaps like a real performer. Next, auto filter. Use LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3 kHz as a starting point. Resonance 20 to 45%, and don't sleep on the drive and auto filter. 2 to 8 dB can be the difference between a weak synth and something that sounds like it's coming out of a battered sound system. After that, add saturator on the track 2. Drive 3 to 9 dB. Soft clip on. You're building dub grit and density, but we're going to manage harshness later with filtering and EQ discipline. Add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 20%, slow rate like 0.15 to 0.4 Hz, width around 80 to 120%. This isn't trans super saw widening. It's just a hint of imperfect stereo smear, like hardware behaving slightly differently each pass. Then utility at the end. If your siren has any low content at all, keep bass mono on, and set width somewhere around 80 to 110%. We'll adjust later based on how it fights the snare. Now group the whole chain into an instrument rack. This is where it becomes an instrument, not a preset. Map macro so you can perform it. Here's a solid set. 1. Siren rate, which can be the operator pitch envelope decay, or later you can map an LFO rate. 2. Yelp amount, map to the pitch envelope amount. 3. Cutoff, map auto filter frequency. 4. Rizzo or whistle, map resonance. 5. Dirt, map saturator drive. 6. Delay send, map your track send to return A. 7. Verb send, map your track send to return B. 8. Width, map utility width. Now you've got something you can play like a dub engineer. Next step, the humanize session. This is the money part. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep the note range tight, like G4 to C5. You want it to read as siren language, not keyboard solo. And here's the core coaching principle. Humanize where the listener feels it, not where they clearly hear it as messy. At jungle tempo, 5 to 15 milliseconds is enough. If you nudge everything, it stops being vibe and becomes slop. Pick 2 or 3 intentional moments per 2 bars, 1 early pickup, 1 late answer, and 1 anchor that's dead on. So first, do an initial quantized sketch if you want. Then turn off the global quantize and start nudging by hand inside the clip. Take a couple notes that answer after the snare and nudge them slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Then take 1 or 2 pickup notes that lead into a snare hit and nudge them early, like minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds. Keep your anchor note aligned to a key drum moment, usually a snare crack or the edge of a fill. This creates personality. The siren is reacting to the break, not sitting on top of it. Now note lengths. This is where it starts breathing. Alternate short stabs, like a 16th to an 8th, with longer holds, like a quarter to a half note. And importantly, overlap at least 2 notes so legato glide actually triggers. That overlap is your hand slide moment. Without overlaps, glide never happens and the siren feels stepped. Now velocity. In this genre, velocity shouldn't just mean louder. Think of velocity as hand pressure on a controller. It changes edge, brightness, and urgency. In operator, map velocity to volume moderately, maybe 20 to 40%, so it's not wildly jumping. Even better, make velocity affect timbre. You can do this by mapping velocity to filter cutoff behavior, or use MIDI expression control before operator. Route velocity to a macro like cutoff or yelp amount. That way, harder hits get brighter or more intense, but the overall loudness stays stable. That's how convincing sirens work. Stable presence, changing character. And since we're in Lev 12, use the expression view deliberately. Even without MPE hardware, draw velocity curves like you're drawing a performance. You're not drawing volume automation, you're drawing pressure. Now add subtle pitch drift. This is the hand wobble. Subtle means subtle. Sense, not semitones. Drop an LFO device and map it to a fine pitch control on operator. Set the LFO to a sine wave, rate around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz, so it's slow. Amount tiny, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. Add jitter around 5 to 15%. That jitter is key. It breaks the perfect cycle so it feels human. Alternative, map the LFO to auto filter cutoff instead, especially if you want more obvious motion. You can sync it to 1/8 or 1/4 for rhythmic movement, or keep the LFO unsynced, like 0.27 Hz. While your delay is synced, that combo is magic. The echo stays locked to the groove, but the tone drifts like a real unit warming up. Now let's do dub space the right way, because this is where rollers get destroyed. Set your default sends conservatively. Delay send somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Reverb send minus 20 to minus 12 dB. The key is, you automate them up only at phrase endings. Dub delay is thrown. It's not a bath. To keep the break punching, duck the FX returns to the drums. On the dub delay return, add a compressor. Turn sidechain on and choose your drum bus or break track as the input. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 8 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. Now the delay blooms in the gaps and gets out of the way on the hits. Same idea for the reverb return, but usually lighter. And protect your low end. Put an EQ8 on the siren track near the end of the chain. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If it's fighting the hats, dip a touch around 8 to 12k. If it pierces and hurts, dip around 2.5 to 4.5k. In this style, you want the siren present, but the snare remains king. Now arrangement. This is how you get timeless roller momentum without constant noise. Think in phrases, not clips. The siren has a breath in, a line, and a tail. Breath in, short, dry, low send, line, longer notes, moderate cutoff movement, tail, one note with a throw, and a filter closing down. For a simple 8-bar logic, bars 1 to 2, small call, low send, bars 3 to 4, an answer phrase, slightly brighter, a bit more delay, bars 5 to 6, leave space and let the break and bass roll, bars 7 to 8, a hype phrase into a transition, with an automation spike. Old school trick that still works on modern systems. Pre-drop tease. Filter the siren down to like 500 Hz to 1k, then open it quickly in the last half bar before the drop. Then for drop impact, mute the siren for the first two beats of the drop. Let the drums hit clean. Then bring the siren in as a response. That silence makes the return feel intentional. Now the classic dub throw. Last note of a phrase. Automate the delay send up dramatically, like into the -3 to 0 dB zone, for that one note only. Then immediately return to your normal send level. That's the engineer grab the send knob moment. If you want an even more controlled throw, here's a pro move. On the delay return, put an auto filter after echo and map its cutoff to a macro. When you do a throw, you increase the send and simultaneously close the delay low pass. Big repeats, but they don't hiss over your hats. That's how you keep it loud without it being loud. Now the best workflow, record it like a performance. Arm the siren track, map your macros to a controller if you have one, or just move them with your mouse while recording automation. Record yourself doing cutoff sweeps, resonance accents, yelp amount changes, and those delay throw moments. Don't keep yelp amount constant. That's the difference between preset siren and this track has a personality. Then keep your best 4 to 8 bars, consolidate, and repeat with slight variation every 8 or 16 bars. And here's a realism hack. Commit early to auto. Freeze and flatten or resample the siren once it feels good. Then do tiny edits that scream hardware. Micro fade-ins on the first 5 to 20 milliseconds. Clip gain for a single accent. Trim a tail manually. Those little imperfections often sound more real than any randomizer.